It's 8:55, 27 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Seeing a lot of green, in fact, all green on the board here after the 8:30 reopen this morning. For a closer look at the commodity markets, we bring in Ed Dunn with Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, yeah, it's looking pretty good out there this morning so far.
You know, yesterday we turned this thing about 11:30 a.m. Central Time, and you're right, it looks even better this morning. It's a great start, great Friday, good way to head into a holiday week. Exciting news, you know, Informa kind of came out, reduced some acres, planted acres, and that was just kind of the trigger, Brian, for what the traders were needing. There was just record short positions in all commodities across the board. We had pushed into new lows earlier in the morning yesterday, and we just were kind of needing a trigger, needing something to get these guys fired up, and that seemed to be it. And fortunately, we're getting the follow-through buying this morning, which is helping us. So let's take a look at a few numbers here to just give guys a perspective on what's happened this week. Currently, you got March corn trading at 378. That's up 4 for the day and basically up 4 for the week, and we'll take it. Again, with setting new lows in the 350s, area to come back and get this, we'll take it. January soybeans currently trading at 886. That is up 9 for the day and up 15 to 16 for the week. March wheat trading at 489.5. That's up 5 today, but only down 1 for the week. Over to livestock, Feb cattle. The livestock market's exciting. We are limit up today, $3 on the cattle side. So February's at 125.52. That's up 3, and that's only now down less than a dollar for the week. February hogs currently trading at 56.70. That's up a dollar for the day, and only down $3 or $4 for the week. But yeah, it's kind of been a rough week for February hogs. And the Dow is currently at 17.362. That is down 133 today. We've obviously seen some volatility. So let's look at why we've seen this craziness in the grain market. Earlier in the week, we had Argentina devalue their currency. They removed a tax on exports, and that just sent all the traders to the bearish side. Then all of a sudden, we get the news on Informa. Then we add to that that the Fed's raising interest rates here in the U.S., talking about, you know, rallying the dollar. U.S. commodities are going to be more expensive in the export trading community, and that led to the bearishness and the new lows. But this change in acres estimate and just funds taking profits and ready to run to the high side. And also the fact that the South American farmer, even with all that news, didn't sell much because, Brian, they're still dealing with 30% plus inflation down there. So there's just enough volatility. But look for these things to slow down now, Brian. As we head into next week, a lot of traders are going to start taking vacations. So we should see a kind of a slowdown in craziness here over the next couple of weeks. But at least we've got positive news heading into the holiday week.
All right. Sounds good, Ed. Thank you so much for that report, and have yourself a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, Brian. You too.
That's Ed Dunn with Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign, filling in for Bill Mayer on this Friday morning. And again, glancing at Wall Street, Dow off 136 points right now at 17,359. Let's take a look at what's going on weather-wise here locally. Partly sunny skies. Chance of flurries this afternoon, high of 35 degrees. West winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Chance of flurries this evening, the low 19. Sunny skies tomorrow, a high of 36. Winds won't be as much of a factor out of the west at 5 to 10. Mostly clear tomorrow night. Temperatures about steady in the upper 20s. South winds 5 to 15. Breezy, mostly sunny and warmer again for Sunday. The high 52 degrees. South winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Rain likely in on Sunday nights. That'll move on out of here by Monday. And then a chance of rain back in Tuesday night into Wednesday. Currently 27 degrees right now in Champaign-Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.